This is Paul Jindrasiak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and I'm joined by Gretchen Johnson from the Pine Rest Mother and Baby Program. How are you doing this morning, Gretchen?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So what exactly is Pine Rest's Mother and Baby Program, and how does it help moms and their babies?
Well, our program is one of two programs in the United States that really provide services for women where they can get treatment with their babies. So up to 20% of women can struggle with some form of a mood disorder either during pregnancy or up to that first year after their baby is born. And our program really is here so that we can provide treatment for those women in a setting that is safe and supportive, that they can bring their baby with them.
And what made Pine Rest see that there was a need to launch the program?
Well, the statistics sort of speak for themselves. This is the most common complication of childbirth, is to have some kind of a mood disorder. And so there's a lot of women out there who are really struggling, and there were just very few treatment options that were specialized just for these women. And so we were seeing women coming into our inpatient program or our existing partial hospital program, and it just really wasn't the best fit for them. They were separated from their baby, first of all. They were in general treatment, so they weren't really addressing specifically their issues related to their, being a new mom and some of the challenges of that. And so we also met with members of the community and talked about where are the gaps in our community for treatment for these women. And it was about a 3.5-year journey for us to get to the point where we opened this program. But when we were at that point, we knew that was what we needed, from the great help from community members and feedback from women who had struggled with some form of a mood disorder.
So what are the signs of postpartum, and what should be one on the lookout for?
Well, a lot of women will struggle with just feeling very worthless and feeling hopeless. They might have some scary thoughts, intrusive thoughts, mm-hmm. That are very scary for them. They might feel really angry or have episodes of rage. They might have episodes of crying. Maybe there's a lot of anxiety. And one way to see that is they might not be sleeping at night. So even when the baby's sleeping and resting, she's having a hard time slowing down her mind and resting. Difficulty with appetite, being withdrawn. But, a lot of women will struggle with these things, but they're able to pull it together. And so friends and family members might not always see that she's struggling.
So what's specifically at the root of it?
Well, there's a lot of risk factors out there. If she had a really difficult pregnancy or difficult delivery, that could be a risk factor. If she's ever struggled with any mental health issues previously, that could be a risk factor for it. Sometimes it's, women, we want to do everything right. We want to do good at our job. We want to be a great wife. We want to be a great mom. And sometimes those high expectations or perfectionistic tendencies can be really detrimental to our own health and well-being. It could be hormonal. So there's a lot of different reasons why women can struggle. The reality is that women can do everything absolutely right and still struggle with a perinatal mood disorder.
So how is it successfully treated?
I'm sorry?
How is it successfully treated?
So we look at really three things. One of the most important things, and this is from research too, is social support. So having, really activating her resources that are already existing, like getting her family and friends involved and helping her, getting her involved in support groups in the community. Another important part of treatment is therapy. So getting her connected with a great therapist. And, our program may not be for everybody. It might not be what everybody needs, but sometimes women call in, and what we do is we get them connected with a therapist if that's what they need. And then some women need medication to help them get through that as well. So that's kind of the trifold approach that we take, which is the social support, medication, and therapy.
Now, I understand that men can have postpartum as well. How does it affect them?
Well, 10% of men can struggle with postpartum depression, and it can look a little bit different for men than a normal depressive episode. You still have like the sadness and hopelessness, those kinds of feelings. But also, it might be that he's withdrawing from the family. Sometimes in men, we see them like fleeing the situation. And I think a lot of that can be the challenge and the pressure and wanting to do a really good job at maybe they don't know how to transition into this new role as a father. Or maybe their partner, their spouse is really struggling and they're not sure how to help her. And so they feel sort of disconnected. A lot of women can bond with their babies right away. Mm-hmm. They're nursing their baby, their baby is responding to them, and dads might feel a little bit left out of that situation and not knowing how to, not being able to help or not feeling like they're able to help effectively.
Okay. Now, in addition to postpartum treatment, what are some of the other important services that you guys are offering through the mother-baby program?
Well, so we have right away on the first day that anyone comes into the program, we have them see a psychiatrist who evaluates if they need to start medication. And then we do individual sessions with each of the women. We have groups and classes that are really focused on issues that they're dealing with. So the classes might talk about relationship issues, anger management, bonding with your baby. We have found that that children can be negatively impacted by their mom's postpartum depression. And so some of that is her difficulty in being able to read her baby's cues.
Okay.
And bonding and connecting with her baby and feeling so depressed and feeling so, just feeling so sick that she has a hard time, like even, you know, how we all, when babies are around, we talk in those silly voices and we make eye contact. And that's really hard when you're feeling depressed. So teaching her how to do that, even though she might not feel like it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we work with the family. We try to do a family session with each of these ladies to help their support people know how they can help her get through this. We do discharge planning, so our length of stay is short, and in reality, women might continue to struggle a little bit even after they leave the program. I think that most of them are feeling a lot better when they leave, but we need to have a plan in place so that she continues to be successful. So setting her up with an outpatient therapist if she doesn't already have one, and making sure she has somebody to manage her medications, and getting her connected with a support group, things like that.
Now, where can families go to find out more and connect with the Mother and Baby Program?
Well, if they go to our website, it's www.pinerest.org.
Mm-hmm.
And it's right on our main page. There's a link you can click to find more information. And we have frequently asked questions listed on there, one for potential patients or family members. And then we have a list of frequently asked questions for providers as well.
Okay.
And then our phone number for the program and my phone number are also listed there. And so we welcome anyone to call if they have questions or if they just want to find out more information. We're happy to answer those questions.
Okay. This is Paul Jendrzejczyk for Sunday Morning Town Square, and I've been joined by Gretchen Johnson. We've been chatting about the Pine Rest Mother and Baby Program. Thank you so much for joining me, Gretchen.
Thank you.